Welcome back. You're listening to Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. Hey, it's the weekend. I hope you get a chance to get out in your backyard and create a little grill envy in your neighborhood, because we're talking all things affordable grilling. Just got off the phone with our favorite butcher, Mr. Tim Sobey, and we should have spent a little more time with him than we did. But Barbecue Bob, what's the next piece of protein that we're going to talk about that's affordable?
Well, you wrote the show this week, so I'll just let you tee it up.
So look down and read. That's all I'm saying is look down and read your script.
It says pork butts.
I just want to ask this big burly fellow next to me if he's got any more of these treasure chests, because that first one was so good, it just made me wanting another one.
Right. They are. You know, it's not every day. Honestly, it's not every day that we get a gold medal winning beer here.
Yeah.
And this one is. And
I'm so proud of these guys, because they are the first brewer that ever came on with us as a sponsor.
And they've been with us ever since.
Yes.
I remember that phone call.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah.
Can you come be on the radio? Yeah, I'll bring beer.
Yeah, right. The rest, as they say, is history.
So I just want to let you know that all these, if you look at this wounds on my arm here, oh, thank you. I fell through my roof.
Well,
my boys, everybody was panicked, because everybody's freaking out because, oh, well, Dad's 60. So they're all going like, no, Dad, come on, I'll do it. It's like, I'm the same guy I was yesterday when I was 59.
Right.
You turn 60 and all of a sudden everybody thinks you need a walker. It's like, no,
your hair's kind of turning blue.
I'm jumping across rafters with my chainsaw. I got that big rancher in my hand, and it was so heavy. I'm walking the rafters, and this thing's got me all off balance, and I started tottering a little bit, and I had to kind of jump down, and boy, I threw that chainsaw into my left hand, and I grabbed the rafter with my right hand, and it slid right down on this metal bracket. And that's what I got, that nice rash.
I thought maybe you had poison ivy. That looks pretty roughed up.
Oh,
did you
God.
Hit the floor?
My foot went through the ceiling, and my other body parts stopped me from
but it
high
the,
notes
yeah,
going
right.
through.
Yeah, other body
I've already
parts.
Had all my kids. It
right,
doesn't
you might
matter.
Have straddled something, so
yeah,
there
I
was
did.
Other
I
body
did.
Parts
I straddled. I was a rafter
yeah.
straddler. So.
Yeah, right.
So anyway, that's my crybaby. So I'm 60. I'm going to cry about it, something on the show every week.
I think Chaz brought you some 120 NA microbrew there.
You yeah, and he wanna... said you can drink this if you're on the roof. And I'm going to tell you, when it's 95 and sunny, you go through so much water. This would be counterproductive to any of that.
I'll tell you, in the brew house, we learned water doesn't even cut it. You got to go to like a Gatorade type product.
Yes.
Right.
Well, you definitely want to do that. But okay. Enough of my trials.
Let me
and
reel this back in a little bit.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah.
I want to whine about being 60 a little bit. And for all you guys who've already done this, you already know. It's no different than 59.
Yeah,
it's
right.
Okay. You'll get through it.
Yeah, I'm a couple years your junior, so we'll I'll wait for that. Pork butts. Okay, this is a cheap cut of meat. When you can find them on sale, you're looking at $1.25 to $1.50 a pound. It's a big clod of meat. They come with a bone or without a bone. Let's talk about the difference, Bob.
Well, I would like to also go down a bunny trail.
Surprise! Surprise!
And that pork shoulder, it's called a Boston butt if you talk to your mom.
Right.
Right? And that pork shoulder is consistent of the shoulder and the picnic. That's the full shoulder. And what they do with that is they'll very often blade cut that into strips, and that's called
country ribs, yeah.
It's a country rib. Or you can cut the face of it. I'm sorry, this ESB is making me burp. You can blade cut it into a steak, and that's called a pork steak. Now, a pork steak, you want to talk about affordable meat?
Mm-hmm.
A pork steak is, what, $1.29 a pound? Because it's the same price that, I mean, they might get you at $1.50, $1.70 a pound. I don't care.
I saw them at $99 in the family pack.
That's right. If it's on sale, it's like $1 a pound. And that's a piece that you can throw on the smoker and season it up and smoke that thing for about 3 hours. And when you present it to your guest, you have this big, beautiful steak. And you'd want to cut them about an inch thick, because then they're really impressive. The butchers will very often go a half inch with them for the grill. They don't grill up so well. They're a little tough, so you need to give them some time. But if you smoke that thing for about 3 hours, I'm going to tell you, that is a fantastic steak, and it's every bit as good as a pork chop.
Right. Bob, on the affordable side, I want to just throw in my little brother Bill. He doesn't have a smoker. He's a kettle grill man, and he will tell you that half a chimney full of charcoal on one side of the grill, a couple of bricks in the middle, and put those steaks on the other side. He says they'll turn out just beautiful.
You said he doesn't have a smoker.
He just kind of made one right out of his kettle.
Well,
grill, didn't he?
Not a dedicated
a kettle
that has
is a
label.
Smoker. That's right. A fantastic smoker, and so many people have kettle grills.
But people forget that.
Yeah, and you can smoke. I've got tons of stories about smoking on kettles that
we're back to that too much fuel.
Blowing your mind.
Right.
Don't go
yes.
too much fuel.
You're absolutely right.
Stew meat, right? Whether it's beef or pork, mm-hmm. when you make some chop suey or you make a
yep.
stew,
yep.
these are a lesser piece of meat that is maybe not as high on the hog or high right. on the cow. But if you take these things and you chop them up into uniform pieces.
But they're already chopped up typically.
Yeah, typically they are, right. A skewer with some vegetables or fruit in the pork case,
but
vegetables with the beef case.
Have you done this?
I have, many times.
And they're tender enough?
They are, but you got to cook them slow. This isn't a grill. I'm back on the smoker again.
Oh, I thought you were skewering them.
I am, but I'm going to put the skewers on the smoker.
Are you marinating?
Yeah, I can from time to time. Depends on what you like. So, you know, we got a lot of variables going on here, but I wanted to go down this road with you guys because...
You like going down roads.
And I like stew meat.
And you like bunny trails.
Right. So maybe if
you
got
to take the road to the bunny trail.
Yeah, okay. I think, is the ESB hitting us yet?
Not yet.
Is it?
If you just tuned in, you're listening to the Grilling Guys on the ESB Treasure Chest Talk Network.
Right.
So the producer's given us a sign job. We've got 3 minutes left.
I know. And what I really wanted to talk about was putting kebabs together because I think you can take an average piece of protein and put it with vegetables or fruit and you get a great result, whether you're grilling it or you're smoking it.
So our butcher gave us a great tip. He said sirloin.
Right.
When I do kebabs, I only buy sirloin or lamb. Now, the lamb, if I've got people who love lamb, but otherwise...
That's a little pricier, though, isn't it?
It is. It's like right. double the price. But, you know, I caught some sirloin on sale a couple weeks ago for, I think, $5.99 a pound, certified Angus beef. I mean, it was beautiful, $5.99.
Right.
That's not much above ground beef because that's like $4 a pound. So,
right.
So you're not much above a hamburger, and now you've got good skewer meat. But the stew meat, I don't know, what's that go for a pound since we're trying to be affordable?
Like $3.99 to $4.99 a pound.
Okay.
I mean,
so it's, you know, not,
it's
not
trimmings
super cheap
a little
either.
Bit, right? Yeah. It's trimmings when they're cutting off other pieces. But let's talk about the skewers because I really think this is a great way in the summer to prepare meat for a large group of people because the skewers come in little sticks. They come in longer stainless steel, skewers. And then there's wires out there, too, that are
loops.
Flexible, that loop around, and you get a better use of the grill.
If you
space.
Have a Kamado, that's what you got to use because
right.
round isn't very efficient.
Right, exactly.
Or a kettle.
Yep, or a kettle grill, either one of those. But all of that is the key to the skewers is cutting the meat in a uniform size.
Very big deal.
You don't want a big chunk and a little chunk next to it because they're not going to cook evenly.
Or if you don't have control of that situation, you can sort them out. And if you've got a bunch of smaller pieces, keep those together and put them on the same skewer. I'm going to throw one more thing in there. Pork loin. There's a deal.
Right.
Pork
those
loin.
Those big ones that are about the size of a
you
softball.
You can get them on sale for $1.29 a pound.
Right.
$1.29, you can get the big half loins.
Yeah,
right.
And that's a deal. So you get them, and what I like to do is my patented technique, cut them at about a 2-inch chop.
That patent's pending, by the way.
It is pending. But
it's only valid in Lowell.
Right.
Yeah. Cut them at about a 2-inch chop. You're cut off, by the way. You need to have a 120 NA.
I have the opener.
And then put some oil on them. Take your Jacquard, if you have one, and just pound the ever-loving snot out of them, or a meat hammer, if that's what you're using. Actually, a carpenter's hammer works, I found.
You got a few of those around right now, do you?
Yeah.
And just pound that thing to smithereens. Put your oil and your seasonings on it. Throw it on the grill. Yum.
Coming up next, we're going to talk a little bit about a GI barbecue update and a couple other things that might be tasty on your grill. Stick with us. We'll be back.